You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, everyone. I am Jackie Moran, filling in for our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills aficionado, Mari Fagel. She's very sorry to be missing the show with us tonight, but of course, my partner in crime, Team JJ, I have DJ Jesse Janity with me.
What up,
welcome,
Jackie?
Welcome, Jesse.
What up, girl?
What up? What up? What up? We're Team JJ this week.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we're missing Mari. But as you just said before the show started, Jesse, you got slapped in the face with your predictions for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this week. And I feel like all of these ladies were kind of slapping each other in the face, you know, sort of mentally with their digs at each other. But let's start with you, Jesse. What do you think? What did you think, and why did you get slapped in the face, so to speak?
Well, I mean, I want to jump into this. I actually have one AfterBuzz announcement to make before we get started. I don't even know how I can control myself because I want to jump into that question so bad. But get through it quickly. Breaking Bad fans, it's a huge show, AMC. If you're in the Los Angeles area or planning to be this Sunday, October 9th, you have to check out the John Lovitz Comedy Club. We're going to actually be streaming AfterBuzz live from the John Lovitz Comedy Club in Universal City Walk. Maria Menounos, the host of Extra, she'll actually be hosting an official after show on AfterBuzz TV, comprised of the show's cast, crew. We can't say just yet who's coming, but AMC is securing everyone they can from the show. Even if you're not a fan, if you're a fan of Boardwalk Empire, we'll be doing an after show right after Breaking Bad. It's really cool. You're going to get to watch the shows live, and then we'll do a live taping of the after show right after. But even if you don't like either of the shows, it's just going to be a fun night, food, drinks, friends. You'll get to meet your favorite AfterBuzz host. To book tickets, you go to thejohnlovitzcomedyclub.com. And John is J-O-N. Thejohnlovitzcomedyclub.com. You don't want to miss this. Guarantee yourself a spot. Get the tickets. For more information, check us out at facebook.com/AfterBuzzTV. Very exciting. And if this goes well, we'll hopefully be able to do other after shows. How amazing would that be to get you and Mari out here, Jackie, for an official Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show in City Walk? We could get all the girls.
Absolutely. I am pumped for that. And I'm actually considering, I'm so excited about it. I'm glad you mentioned it. How could I not? Because I am so excited. I want to take a plane and fly right out there to attend this first ever live broadcast from the John Lovitz Comedy Club. So if you are in that area, guys, I might get myself there somehow, all the way from New York. You guys have to check it out. And that's going to be so exciting with Maria Menounos herself. So, and I definitely agree with you, Jesse. We have to get a Real Housewives special going after that. But definitely check that out this Sunday, correct?
Yes, October 9th.
October 9th, guys.
Yes. So why did I feel slapped last night?
So let's get to Jesse being slapped in the face by Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Girl, can you guess why? Off the top of your head, can you guess why I felt slapped? Because if you can reach back to last week.
I'm thinking back to what you said about predictions, though, specifically. I feel like it has to do with Brandy. Am I right?
No, it's I still stand where I stand with Brandy, and I'm gonna go even harder on her this week. But Dana, girl, I don't know if we want to talk about this now, but no, she slapped me in the face. I was like, "Who are you? What is this? You are not the person that I met." I hope not.
Oh, because okay, now yeah, Brandy just takes over the show. So now my memory's coming back to me. I had a glass of champagne, guys, so you know how this goes.
That's what you have to do before we do the Beverly Housewives.
That's right. Yes, you were totally defending Dana last week. You liked that she was, I'm sorry, what'd you say? She was real, Jesse?
Oh, I thought she was down to earth, real. But I don't know. I mean, I'm excited to get to know her a little more. Maybe this is where her storyline plays. I thought she was going to be real. From when we met her, she seemed very down to earth. She didn't seem how she seemed on the show last night. I kind of really agree with what Kyle said as far as, you know, people, you know, Beverly Hills is filled with people who say they have more than they actually have. Dana disgusted me last night. And I want to believe that that's not really her. Maybe she had insecurity issues being around these women, and that's why she was doing the things she was doing. And hopefully, a more real, down to earth Dana will come out, because that's who I want to see. I want to see the woman that we met at the Emmy Style Lounge. You know, last night was just
I know. I'm with you on it, Jesse. First of all, she said, shame on you, Brandy. I think shame on you, Dana, because I am so with you and I love that you mentioned Kyle, too, because talk about somebody who's real. I think Kyle is so real, and she definitely called that perfectly, where it's so Beverly Hills, which is why I love this show, because it is. It's so Beverly Hills, or the way I envision it to be anyway. Mari's our expert on that, but this is exactly what I would picture a woman who's trying to sort of ingratiate herself in the world of Beverly Hills acting like. And you just said it, Jesse. She's real according to what we saw at the Emmy Style Lounge, but here she is in this new setting. Last week she barely made a splash, and that's probably something that she maybe knew in her own mind when it was happening. So maybe with this next filming, she was probably like, I'm going to step it up a notch after she saw the way Brandy was acting, right, as what I would assume from my sort of reality show experience. But come on. I mean, from the genius baby who counts, reads, speaks Thai, does Pilates.
And has just like pictures that what was that? Like a pamphlet of him on the, like, take one as you go out, Kyle said.
Oh, my God. I mean, please. That lunch, first of all, was the start of it. And even then, Kyle was like, Dana's very, very nice, which I thought was interesting because I think Kyle was just trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. But I think she could read kind of right into her. And then it just got worse. We had seen that coming with the $25,000 sunglass remark from predictions. But it just got worse as the episode went on.
Even with the lunch that they had, it was her, Kyle, and Taylor, correct? I mean, the fact that she kept saying, I invited you over because I love the way you dress. You guys need to dress me. If you had money, you wouldn't need your friends to dress you. You would have somebody who did that for you, or you would go to the store and they would have people that do that for you. It was just all very wishy-washy. I mean, and then, you know, but I didn't mind that. I didn't mind it at the beginning. At first, I just took that as like, ooh, that's a little... maybe she's just over the top, maybe she just wants to befriend everybody really quickly. And she thought, you know, oh, you girls can come over and we can pick outfits out. You know, I mean, maybe that's something that girls like to do. And that's what she was saying. But the $25,000 remark, what?
I know.
No one cares. No, this is not a gossip website. That's the only people who cares.
That's right. And what did you think of those $25,000 sunglasses, by the way? Because I was trying to, like, I know that she said there was gold, there were diamonds, there was python. But sort of in my fashion perspective, I'm, like, looking at those, picturing all right, maybe you're not going to get real diamonds and gold and python, but, you know, you can get that look at H&M for $10. So I'm looking at them. That's just not smart shopping. And that makes me upset, Jesse.
And if anyone knows smart shopping, it is Miss Jackie Moran. But I'm the same way. I've always been one, you can brag about whatever you want to brag about. It doesn't impress me. Seeing people with expensive things, like Kyle said, it's foolish to me. You're going to lose those glasses. You're going to scratch those glasses. And then what? Are you going to be bragging them? Oh, these are my broken pair of $25,000 sunglasses. Okay, well, look at mine. They look just as good as yours, and I only paid $5, $10 in Chinatown. You know?
That's right.
Yeah, so the smart shopper.
We've got to get to New York, and she needs somebody to help her shop. Jesse, I'll help her shop because she clearly, you know, it's not about how much money you have to have style. I think we all know that. And, you know, I liked Camille's reaction because she said most people who have a lot of money don't brag about it. So, like, it was almost like, what's going on here? Because if she really has a lot of money, she wouldn't feel the need to brag about it. Again, Camille coming off great, as I love about her, being the other woman that we met at the Style Lounge. And I think she called it perfectly. If she really had all this money and she didn't have insecurities, she wouldn't have to act like that. So do you think, Jesse, it was just sort of that new girl perspective where she was nervous and maybe didn't know how to act? Or do you think she is covering something up? Like, what do you think her intentions are with this bragging?
I definitely think it's the new girl syndrome. I love Camille. I love her. I really like her, like, a lot. Even watching her last night made me like her even more. Going into this, I wanted a reason not to like her because I had just heard negative things. But it's like she's so real in a sense of, like, I've been through it all. I don't really give a shit. Like, she made that comment because that's the truth. But she didn't really let it affect her the way she reacted to Dana. You know what I mean? Like, she let her tell what she wanted to tell. She played along with it. She didn't look at Dana in a different light. She was just like, you know, she just made an opinion about her in her head, kept it to herself, didn't say anything to anybody else, no drama, no, you know what I mean? Like, she kept it to herself, said it to the cameras, and it's the reality of it. I think Camille realized, and even seeing Camille at the Emmy Style Lounge with Dana is kind of like, well, that's cool. It looks like maybe she is going to take her under her wing, you know, and
exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. Like, for Camille to be at the Style Lounge with Dana, I wonder if somebody fixed that or if she, on a friendly level, said, let's go together, because that just would make me like Camille even more, because there's no reason she would have to do something like that in her position.
Well, I think it was, I want to believe it was mutual, because even when Dana was saying, oh, if I'm even going to be a part of the show, Camille was like, no, you will be. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that a friend does, you know, just to kind of cheer you up, be your confidence booster. Because Camille could have sat there quiet like, oh, maybe. You never know with these stations. You know, someone who had shade could say something like that. Like, Kyle, I feel like, would have just sat there and been quiet while Dana made that comment. But Camille went out and said, no. The Vegas episode, you know, Camille was, like, trying to help her out. That's what I noticed from that. So I want to believe that it was a good thing.
Yeah. And then even to go on with the bragging thing with Dana this episode, she went on to say the whole thing about getting married and she's renting a castle and she's doing it outside of Paris. And, you know, it was just like I feel like all the girls at that point were sort of just like looking at her like, I think she said something, I still want to believe I'm a princess. I think all the women at that table had the reaction that we did as viewers. Like, what are you talking about? It's like just lavish insanity. And even Camille said, yeah, I think the king and queen do that, you know? So definitely Dana was not out of line, but just somebody who I feel like she'd watch this episode back and be a little embarrassed, because even if you have all the money in the world, there's just no need to do this bragging money kind of thing, even in Beverly Hills, I would say. And the other thing about Dana that I wanted to talk about was the moment at the end where she got into a little bit of a spat with Brandy, because the last thing she talked about was, she was talking about getting married in a castle and doing all these things, but then she said her man is away all the time and she doesn't even know what he does and whatever. I mean, it just all seems so off that Brandy called her out and said, yeah, well, he's got women all over the country. And she got mad. She, you know, I thought it would turn into more, actually. She was like, shame on you. Actually, he's going to see his mom who has cancer. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, that's not, you know, Brandy apologized. But I was kind of with Brandy. I thought the same exact thing. I kind of have to defend Brandy on that.
That was the initial thought in my head. Like, see, even to cover what you just said, you know, with the wedding thing, I could let that go. You know, that didn't bother me as much. Maybe that was a dream of hers, like, to grow up and be a princess and all that, fine. And she could just be a goofy little dorky girl bragging about that. The only thing that tainted that image is the sunglasses, because it's such a minuscule thing in your life that you're, I mean, like, we heard it like 4 or 5 times. She had to make sure everyone knew how much she paid for those. So, you know, the wedding thing didn't bother me, and I don't remember who made the comment, why are you waiting so long to get married? That's normal. That, to me, that's normal. I know lots of people who, but that's also adds to the fact of they probably don't have that kind of money. And that's why it's so far away. If you had money, you could be like, let's go to Paris tomorrow and get married, you know?
Right.
So that kind of added that to me. Now, as far as Brandy goes, out of line, out of pocket, you're sitting at this table, you know you're sitting there getting rises out of everybody. And just because your man cheated on you does not mean you have the right to say that to somebody you don't even know. You have no idea. And not even that, but then you're saying it and it's a sore subject because Camille's sitting there. It's just like, whatever is hashed out at you, Brandy, you deserve it. You're going to get it. And don't complain about it. Don't go back on your word about it. You know, Dana, to me, that was foolish of her. She kind of set herself up for that. If Brandy said it jokingly, sorry, honey, but you're not friends with her enough to make that type of a joke. Where Dana could look at it and be like, ha ha ha, that was, you're real funny. You know what I mean? Like, it was, it kind of did seem malicious in a sense. So I understand why Dana got upset. She kind of set herself up for it. But to me, Dana is kind of like goofy. So I think a lot of editing was done in the sense of her making the comment like, you know, I don't even know what he does. She obviously knows what he does, but she's saying it in the sense of, oh, he's always getting up and going and bouncing from place to place. And, you know, I think she more meant to say, like, I'm hardly with him. So, you know, and then that also made me think, like, well, maybe that's what her and Camille are going to bond on. You know, so I don't know. I understand why Brandy said it. I'm not, I mean, is it wrong of her? She shouldn't have. It's too early in their relationship for that. Her to have brought something up like that. But yeah, we were all thinking it, but that's kind of one of those comments where all those girls were thinking it, but none of them said it. And I think who hosted the party, Adrian?
Right.
You know, she made the comment to go ahead and say, you know, Brandy has a fast mouth. You know, we all have slick brains, but Brandy has a faster mouth. Something along that lines. And, you know, it's gonna get Brandy in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I think this is just one of the instances of this episode where we see Brandy's mouth, and I definitely want to get to that. But before we go off of Dana, I just want to, you said something about editing and her kind of being a little goofy. And I want to just build off that for 1 second, because coming from a reality background where I know how producers edit and I know what I said and how I was edited in the past, I definitely think to give Dana a little benefit of the doubt, because we did kind of sort of crush her a little bit here. From a producer standpoint, the way she said they're $25,000, they're $25,000, and then you heard it kind of overhead one last time.
Yes, yes.
That's definitely a producer getting in there, playing it up. So I'm going to give her a little bit of credit there. But honey, when you're on those cameras, just remember that everything you say not only is being recorded, but it's going to be amplified like that. So she's definitely a newbie in many respects, not just to these women of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but to the reality world. And she's definitely going to learn some lessons, like I think Camille did, which is, we talked about this last week, which is why I think she's more controlled this season. But I like her, so I'm going to stick by that, that I love Camille this season. But Dana's definitely a prime example of a newbie not really knowing how she's going to come off, and I think she's going to learn from watching these episodes. And I do feel a little bit bad for her because I think she was definitely edited to make herself sound even worse than she did. But Brandy, on the other hand, I think she knows exactly how she's going to come off. I think she knows exactly what she's saying, and she says it anyway. And while I believe I said this last week, Jesse, I probably wouldn't be her friend, but I definitely like watching her on TV, continues for me. I mean, Brandy from the beginning with, she's obviously getting to know Taylor pretty well. They met for drinks. You know, she talked about Eddie cheating, and she gave Taylor actually some advice that kids can see when mommy and daddy aren't happy. She doesn't believe in staying together for the children. You know, she's definitely speaking her mind. And then at the barbecue, obviously it ended in the Dana Brandy moment, but there were a lot of other moments where Brandy had her mouth out there from, you know, talking to Camille about Eddie and them connecting. And I actually liked her with Camille and them bonding, because I actually liked how Brandy said, well, she's the A-list version, I'm the D-list version. It's almost like she called herself out, you know? So I definitely like that, but she was getting rough at that table from talking about words that I don't even want to say about male genitalia.
Before you get into that, I think she knows with Camille, because we're about to get into Brandy and Kyle, but as far as her and Camille, I think she knows. Like, to me, Camille and Lisa are two people you just don't step on their toes because they've been through it. You know, like, they've worked, they've dealt with it, they do stuff themselves, like, they've been through it. They've been there, done that, and they have the stuff to back it up. And I think with Camille, she's just like, she's snappy and can put Brandy in her place. And like I said, she's very like, oh, I really don't care. You know, so Brandy can't really get a rise out of Camille. Whereas with Dana, she kind of puts herself above Dana a little bit. You know, that's what I got from the table for her to make that type of a comment. Like, would she have said that to anybody else? Would she have said that to Kyle? Doubt it. You know, so.
Well, yeah, and I like that. I like Camille sort of having this sort of step above everybody. I think her and Lisa and even Adrian also, I think they definitely, there's certain housewives that just have that upper echelon kind of feeling of seniority, where Brandy, even someone like Brandy, wouldn't step on Camille's toes. But her with Kyle and her with Taylor, we talked about her with Camille, we talked about her with Dana. Her with Kyle, you said she wouldn't say that to her, but I don't know. What did you think about Brandy and Kyle? Because I feel like she definitely had a lot to say as far as talking about Taylor's weight and the divorce diet and all of that. I don't know. I think her and Kyle, Kyle definitely called her out with her son getting naked, peeing on the grass, a little parenting 101. But I don't know how Kyle and Brandy would hold out in any kind of confrontation, which we'll talk about later in predictions, is due to come next week. Who do you think is going to be the tough one there?
I'm so excited for that. I mean, I'm not going to try and talk about it because that's so for predictions. I cannot wait for it, though. But, like, last night watching it, there's this thing with can I say guys, too? I don't know if I'm going to put a stance on guys, but I've hung out, a lot of my friends are female, so I know that there's this thing where if you don't even know somebody, but you hang out in a group, and that group consistently talks about them, when that person meets them, they kind of, don't give them the respect. To me, Brandy was in conversations, heard about Taylor's life, you know what I mean, before she actually like got to sit down and hang out with Taylor. So she kind of feels like she has this, I wish I could think of the word, oh my God, like she has this relatability. Like she's allowed to say what she wants. You don't know these girls. You are the new girl. You're coming into this. You're not granted anything. You're not you don't have something over any of these girls. And I feel like she came into this with that thought. Also saying, you know, I'm the youngest, I'm the prettiest, I'm this. And, you know, she feels like she has to defend herself all the time rather than actually, like, trying to make a relationship with them. Now, that's as far as what I think with her and Taylor. With her and Kyle, I think Kyle kind of has a little grudge against her. I don't know how much of it was edited for the eye rollings that were taken there, but for Brandy to make that comment, like, that's a bold person, because I would make that kind of comment at a table. If I saw I was saying something and I felt awkward, I wouldn't say things to the extent that she did, but, you know, I would call out eye rolling. I would call those types of things out. And here, it seems to me like, we don't talk about certain things. It's not polite. It's not good etiquette. You know, I think that's where a lot of these women come from. And so I think Kyle was a little taken back with the comment of the eye rolling. But I mean, she used the word cock. Sorry. Like,
I'm glad you said it, Jesse, yeah. And not me.
Well, because we're grown adults. You know what I mean? Yes, there's other words for it. You also, like, the thing, it wasn't like she was like, cock. She didn't say it like five times. She made one mention of it and it was done. So I'm going to stick up for Brandy in that case, because then afterwards for all the girls to go through and give the different names of a male genitalia, it's like, well, now you're sticking on the subject of it. She just didn't know what to say at the top of her head. That's the word she chose to use. Now, to me, you know, is it the best word to use? No, but who knows where she's from? That might be the word that it was related to. Maybe she grew up on a farm and her mom, you know, they call chickens cocks, and so that was her way of it being not as harsh. You know what I mean? You don't know with people. And then for her to go ahead and say, I'm not a slut, like, what, girl, why would you set yourself up for that? And I think that's why she made that comment to Dana, to take a little of the heat off of her, because that was just very like, why would you just say you're not a slut? Who said that? And then all the girls were like, well, now we think you are, because why would you say that? Why? Maybe that's why Eddie left you.
Exactly. Well, I not only that, but, you know, she put her foot in her mouth with that. But I do think she put her foot in her mouth with the whole cock conversation, and I just said it. But, you know, I'd be a little more uptight like some of the other women were. But you know what? The only reason I can't defend her on any of this conversation is because they were at a barbecue during the day with children running around, and I do think she was completely out of line for that reason. And Taylor even said it, who would have thought, with a baby bottle at the table. It's not like they were out having drinks. I mean, they talked about it at Camille's Beaver Creek house, and it was more, it's when it's just women and it's nighttime, you're having drinks, whatever, it's different conversation. I think it got out of line just because they were at a children's kind of, not a children's party, but a party with children in earshot. It's just not something you talk about there. And then she goes into talking about not being a slut, all this stuff. I thought she was out of line a little bit. So that's my thought on that. But she also, not only that talk, but she talked about Taylor and her divorce diet. And we obviously heard more about Taylor, and her drama continues with her husband. You know, to backtrack, it started with Taylor and Brandy. The talk first started when they went out for drinks. And, you know, we say this every week, Jesse, that this storyline is just uncomfortable. You know, her saying she went away with her husband, but then she needs to get away. What did you think of Taylor this week as far as, you know, we didn't see as much of it this week, but the eating situation came up. Lisa and Kyle talked about it in her absence. You know, she's saying she's eating. I don't know. She didn't seem as troubled this week to me, but again, it's an uncomfortable storyline. What did you make of Taylor this week?
I don't know what to really say about it. I mean, she looks unhealthy, you know, but, you know, then you have Dana sitting there confessing, oh, I see her eat all the time. Like, she eats just as much as I do, and look at me. You know, so I don't really know what to say. And then as far as Brandy saying that, you know, I just, it's the other thing of, like, I don't think saying things in front of other people is appropriate. Even if you guys are all in a group setting talking about it, like, if Brandy wanted to say that to her, pull her aside and, you know, say, hey, like, some of the other girls have, you know, kind of mentioned, like, they think, you know, something's going on with you and you're not eating. I went through something similar with my husband. I don't know if this is the case with you, but if it is, and I totally apologize, you know, if it isn't, but, you know, I'm here and I could offer some advice because I did have divorce diet or whatever it was. Just proper common sense, not even etiquette, common sense. You don't want your stuff put out on blast in front of other people, you know? So as far as that goes, but then with the Taylor thing, like, I don't know. I really don't know what's going on in her mind because she's a tough person to read.
She really is a tough person to read. And I am going to share news and gossip in just a few moments. She actually made her first tweet since the tragedy, and we're going to get to that in news and gossip. But even the tweet and the way she is in this episode, even the other episodes where she's so troubled, it's still hard to figure out. I mean, the whole situation, even with this week, she's like, I'm eating. I'm fine. It's fine. You know, I don't know. It's just, it's so messed up to me. And I do think it's insensitive of someone like Brandy to sort of be like, yeah, it's a divorce diet, because we know it goes so much deeper than that. Now, granted, she didn't know at the time when they were filming, but just hearing people just sort of, you know, fluff it off like that and knowing how deep it's going to go, it just continues to be troubling. And, of course, we're going to obviously see more play out, but I can't figure it out. You're right, Jesse. I can't figure Taylor out. She's just seems troubled, but you're not, like, almost like we're not getting the whole story, but do we really want to hear the whole story?
Exactly.
It's definitely a tough one. And I guess we're going to see more as time goes on. Not that I really want to see it, but somebody I have grown to like, Mari will be very happy, is Lisa. I said in the beginning, I compared her, just so you know, Jesse, to the Countess from Real Housewives of New York. And I'm gonna keep the comparison as far as the darling sort of scenario, but as far as what they're made of, I am really coming to like Lisa. And I just think her story, every time we watch her stories play out, it's just so funny. I mean, her going to CNN, I mean, who's really qualified to be a commentator these days anyway?
Right.
Bringing Jiggy on, Ken going with her, Ken falling asleep as she's on CNN, her trying to put her extensions in, asking Dr. Drew to tweet on behalf of not only her, but Jiggy. I just thought this whole scene was hysterical, and I'm talking about it plainly because I want Mari to know that I'm really coming around on Lisa. But I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, Jesse.
I love her. I loved her from the moment I met her. she just has this, like,
I love at first sight.
Yeah, literally. Like, I love her just, like, everything's grand, darling. But she works. She is the reason why she is that way. And I appreciate that. And to me, like, I don't know, just everything she says, she's bold. You know, I'm going to have to go back and watch first season to see what could have turned you off from her. Because the moment I saw Countess, I disliked her. So maybe it's just being around different types of people where I kind of can feel that off of Lisa. But, I mean, the whole CNN thing, yeah, I don't... Was it Kyle? Who was it? Kyle or Adrian that said, you know what, because she has a British accent? You know, so...
which might be kind of true.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's whatever. Like, at least be happy for her. That's huge. Like, okay, hey. It's not like Lisa went out there and requested it. You know, she was asked and it happened, and congratulations for that. She loves her dog, clearly. Now, what did you think of the whole Adrian being upset with Jiggy at the party and drinking out of this glass?
I mean, come on. I feel like, why even add that in? It's just like, to me, it's as irrelevant as Adrian and Paul and their fake bickering, because you can tell that they're fine. I mean, they keep pulling this Adrian and Paul bickering storyline, and I think it's just such a forced thing because they're even smiling when they do it. Same thing with Adrian with this storyline about the whole Jiggy drinking out of the glass thing. Like, come on, that may have bothered you, but is the chef is really upset with her because of that, and like they're holding it against her? I mean, it's not like the dog peed on the, you know, whatever. I mean, it'd be different if it were something like that. I mean, granted, you can roll your eyes at it maybe and think it's not appropriate, but I don't think it's anything of real importance, you know?
Exactly.
Do you agree on that?
Absolutely. Like, get a break, girl. Like, it's a glass. You're going to wash it. It wasn't like the dog was, like, molesting the cup. It was just calmly drinking out of it. It wasn't like she didn't do it for too long. It was just over-exaggerated, I felt.
Definitely over-exaggerated. And do you agree with me on the Adrian Paul thing, too? Because I just want to touch upon that for a second. Because I think this isn't just an example of where editing sometimes just comes so clear to me when I'm watching this show. I feel like there's a producer in their ear being like, okay, you guys are going to come into the room and fight a little bit about Jackpot leaving a poop for Paul, and people are going to like it. To me, it's just like, you could tell there's really nothing wrong with them, and which is good, actually. And it's kind of funny the way they bicker and stuff, but they're not really having problems. But I feel like the producers are trying to play that up, and I'm not really falling for it.
Right. Totally agree.
Now, another little scene with Adrian was the reoccurrence of Crazy Kim and her not showing up at Adrian's barbecue. This whole Crazy Kim thing just came back yet again. She had let Adrian down one time with the flying to see the Sacramento Kings. Here we are again, her no-show. But not only was she a no-show, they were like alluding to, oh, do you think she's, and then they didn't say anything. And they started with Kim in the episode showing her housekeeper pictures of her kids and mumbling and not even really understanding why she's talking about her kids and showing her housekeeper, who probably knows them, their pictures. They definitely made Kim look crazy yet again in this episode. And I actually wrote in my notes, okay, she's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, because she was totally coming off like she was on something. And I know Mari has said this before. And then I actually wrote, or is this produced? Because are they playing this up? Or is she really crazy? There's definitely something not right with her switch, but what is it really? Then she doesn't show up at the party, and they sort of allude that something's going on. Again, another crazy phone call. I just kind of like left off like, what? What is with Kim? Can you figure it out, Jesse?
I mean, watching her at the game, it didn't really affect me. Tonight, it didn't really affect me. You know, I felt like Kyle kind of like was making a way bigger deal out of it than she ever should have. That's your sister. It has nothing to do with you. It doesn't make you look bad. Like, stop trying to like, I don't know what she was trying to do. I just felt like she was over-exaggerating that. And everyone else, just like, whatever, she's not here. Sorry. You know, it stinks. But, you know, was she doing it in a malicious manner? you know, you guys have events all the freaking time. Like, you're going to see her again. It's not that serious. So I wasn't really, like, left in awe. Even the phone call, I was just like, she probably just forgot, didn't really care to be around everybody or something. Something. You know what I mean? We've all done it. But when I saw the previews for next week, then I was, like, in awe. Didn't know what to say. Like, oh, wait, this bitch might be crazy.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up because it looks like it's going to play out even more next week. And I think we need to get to some news and gossip and then get into those crazy predictions because it looks like a lot is going down next week. So let's go to a quick commercial and we'll get to some news and gossip.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729. I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on. AfterBuzz TV News.
According to Wonderwall, for the first time since they separated, Camille and Kelsey Grammer came face-to-face in a Los Angeles courtroom last week to battle out custody arrangements. Now, Kelsey didn't arrive alone. He arrived with his new wife, Kate, who was apparently asked to wait outside for the actor during the hearing. In the end, the judge awarded Kelsey custody of his two children for 2 weeks while he and his wife are in L.A., and Kelsey is expected to take his kids to their regularly scheduled activities, which Camille plans to attend. So I'm guessing there are going to be some fireworks going on there. And she did mention in this episode, actually, that he was going to be in town. Now, I don't think it's the same thing, obviously, now that it's months later. But what do you make of Camille battling it out here with Kelsey?
Well, one, why would you ever bring your wife? Like, one, rude, two, inappropriate. I don't like that, and I definitely drama. I hope Bravo's filming some sort of that, but and actually I hope they're not. I don't want that to be involved with Camille. I think we need to leave that part of her life out, let her come on the show, talk about what she needs to talk about, but leave the girl alone. Like, clearly he brought his wife for inappropriate reasons. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, that's just something you don't do. I don't, maybe I'm being out of pocket by saying that, but.
Well, if he's whipped by her, though, she may be like, I'm coming with you. And he may be like, okay, honey, you never know.
Well, that's true. But, you know, and that's, I hope she's not complaining that she's sitting out of the courtroom. You know, you shouldn't be involved with this. This has to do nothing to do with you. And clearly was a hard time for Camille to have to deal with, especially in the manner it happened. Now, if it was like they got a divorce years later, wife, then, you know what I mean, whatever. I think it's good for the kids to be able to see their father for 2 weeks, you know, while he's out here. You know, that's mm-hmm. a healthy thing. I'm glad Camille will still be able to, you know, intervene when she needs to. But I don't know. It'll be very interesting to read the gossip sites.
Exactly. We'll have to report again on this next week. Now, talking about more juicy gossip, according to Reality T, newbie and troublemaker herself, Brandy, is caught speaking out against the cast and, surprise, surprise, specifically against Lisa Vanderpump. Now, Brandy had blogged that, a quote, I don't think these women were being very fair to me, but girls will be girls. I really believe you get in life what you give out in life, so they are owed some catty BITCHness coming back at them. I do admit it is a pretty silly look to be rocking a stiletto with a crutch, but I do everything in heels, and a little broken leg isn't going to stop me. Now, that was in her blog. She took things a step further by making a shocking accusation on where else but Twitter. She actually tweeted at Lisa Vanderpump, "If you dislike me so much, please stop asking me to have a threesome with you and Ken. Love you, darling." And she even used the word darling, like a very countess sort of reference there. Brandy made the tweet after the Rumor Fix blog had released an interview in which Lisa jokingly bashed Brandy for calling her old by stating she was 60 and needed to get over her grudges. Lisa's actual age, 51, and she stated, "Obviously she can't count because I was born in 1960. I think if something's 60, it could be somebody's IQ. What do you think of that?"
Ooh.
So, ooh is right. They are getting catty up in here.
And she got...
What do you think, Jesse?
Well, what was the last part of this? She had been reports Lisa had to get the law involved in order to keep her former H.G. Cedric from spilling certain secrets about her and Ken after their follow. Very interesting. I mean, I do like the cattiness, but Brandy, no one was asking you for a threesome. Definitely not. No, Lisa Vanderpump was not asking you for no threesome. Out of line.
Maybe Ken was, but definitely not Lisa.
Right. And if Ken did, it's just because he's like, I don't... He's the one that I'm like, is he on drugs? He is crazy. But, you know, I don't believe that that happened at all. I think Brandy, maybe a joking comment was made one time, maybe, that's just a maybe. I'm not even stating that. But that's out of line, out of pocket. You know, for you to go there and say about a crutch, you thought it was silly yourself. And Lisa wasn't the one to even make that comment. That was Kyle. So you're attacking Brandy. I mean, Lisa, that is a lot for you to be going to that level. And then, so if someone was to think you were a slut, I mean, let's look at your statistics right now. You're talking about threesomes. You're talking about cock. You're coming out saying, "I'm not a slut." You are having a relationship with... or whatever type of relationship you were, the way she was hiding her relationship with, whatever his name is, you know, there's just a lot of arrows pointing in many different directions, sweetie, and that tweet, that is not a good way to be looked at in the life of Beverly Hills. So, paint the picture that
totally.
You want to be seen.
Yeah, totally agreed. I mean, that was just a low blow if I've ever heard one. And yeah, if anything, I think it hurts her because I think it furthers the slut comment. So you're right, Jesse. Now, speaking of Twitter, on another note, I had mentioned that Taylor made her first tweet since the tragedy, and it read on October 1st, "Thank you for all the support for Kennedy and me. We are growing stronger every day. With love and gratitude, Taylor." I why even tweet? I mean, okay.
I was going to say the same thing.
I mean, that sounds like her publicist went on there and tweeted that.
I was going to say that, too.
See, we do enough shows together, Jesse. We're thinking alike now.
I know. Like, I can just be quiet and just be like,
I mean, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I was very disappointed. I would at least hope for a little bit more. I mean, come on. That was like, why even tweet?
My thing is like, which one of these girls really tweets? Like, Lisa probably doesn't even know that Brandy sent her that. Like, I can't picture Lisa Vanderpump on a phone like, "Oh, hold on, darling, I'm sending out a tweet." Like, I could see her publicist maybe doing it. But I don't see like Lisa sitting there like, and if the publicist was to be like, "Brandy said this on Twitter," I could picture Lisa being like, "Oh, darling, that's for the dogs," or something crazy, like, you know, like, whatever, I don't really care. And then as far as this, it's like, why did you even tweet? Why did you wait so long for this? The publicist, this is such a, you know, I see this with Britney Spears. Britney doesn't write her own tweets. She has people who does that for her. And that's fine. But at least be on top of it. Like, this has happened how long ago? You're just sending it out October 1st. Thank you for the support. You could have sent that out. This isn't dramatic. This isn't revealing anything. It's a simple, very bland text, tweet. So, I mean, but I guess it's nice she's commenting back to the fans. A little overdramatic, but.
Yeah, I mean, this is something you do maybe on the premiere night or something like that. I mean, it's a little too late and too useless to me. But, by the way, just to follow up on Lisa Vanderpump, she is on Twitter because she asked Dr. Drew if he'd not only tweet her, but Jiggy too. So she's actually more down with things than we think. And come on, she's an accomplished lady. She can handle Twitter, Jesse.
I mean, nowadays, especially with these shows, they kind of have to. But do I see her, like, really, like, going back and forth on it, like, with Brandy? No.
She's above that.
But I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go to see what these girls' pages look like, because I'm not a big Twitterer. You know, I tweet, you know, when I do shows and things like that. But to, like, be going back and forth, especially if somebody gave me something negative, like, I was just like, delete. You know, so I would think if I have that kind of a thought process, I would think most of, you know, I feel like Camille's definitely like that. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong about Lisa. I wonder, does Jiggy have a Twitter account?
Jiggy has a Twitter.
Oh.
Or I don't know if Jiggy runs it, but it is the official Twitter or fan Twitter of Jiggy, actually. Maybe it's the fan Twitter. But I'm pretty sure Jiggy couldn't run it. That's just my guess.
I love Jiggy. He can drink out of my fancy glasses whenever he wants.
That's right. Anytime, Jiggy. You can come play with my dog anytime.
Hey, little question for you. Do you think that Adrian might have... Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just really, like, adding fire to the pit. But do you think that Adrian... I don't know if it's maybe jealousy towards Lisa or holds something against her. I see a lot of similarities with them. And sometimes when people have those types of similarities, they can kind of have issues towards each other. I don't know. Maybe I'm just overreacting. But, like, I just saw Adrian with her dog on her lap and the way she reacted with her dog and just, like, the grandness of things and... I don't know. Maybe I'm just overanalyzing.
I don't think you're overanalyzing. I actually do think that it would make sense. I mean, I'm going to look for it even more now that you said that, but it would make sense being that not only were they kind of on the same tier as far as being direct neighbors, they have the dog thing going on. You know, they're both pretty much up there in being the most wealthy out of the ladies. So I think that makes sense, and I'm gonna look out for that, Jesse, because I don't know if Adrian's too catty and really if Lisa is either, but you can't help that competition sometimes, especially as women.
Right.
It's just out there. But anyway, we will have to keep you up to date on Twitter, and I know Mari is going to be back, and she's definitely going to read everybody's tweets, so you should definitely tweet at us, at AfterBuzzTV or M. Fagel, Jackie Moran, and DJ Jesse J. Is it DJ Jesse J?
Yes, DJ Jesse J.
Definitely tweet at us, all of you Real Housewives fans, because we are going to read tweets, not only from the fans, but from the ladies themselves, so stay tuned for that. But
and keep the conversation going throughout the week, because I know sometimes if I have something, I'm going to, you know, we'll hit each other up on the emails or, you know, like maybe we should start doing it more on Twitter versus the email, Jackie, you know, as far as like keeping the conversations going with this, because I'll be sitting there throughout the week. And if I'm on Perez Hilton or any of these gossip sites and I see something, I've been doing it more so with the Housewives of New Jersey, with the girls that I do with that. But I think we should start doing that with the Housewives of Beverly Hills, because these girls have won me over.
Definitely. I'm telling you, they're like one of my favorite Housewives group, and only in their second season. And we definitely have to keep that conversation going. So fans, definitely tweet us all week long, and we are definitely going to read some on every show. So let's keep the Twitter conversation going, but for now, let's get into some predictions. Oh, I love that music.
You're
you know,
right.
Halloween is actually almost here, where that music always reminds me of Halloween.
I feel like I want to change it now, but just because it's Halloween.
I know, right? You have to, like, do something
like
holiday
Christmas,
or something.
Christmas. It'd be like a jingle. Jing, jing, jing. And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I like that. A little jingle. Predictions jingle. Well, I'm definitely, I know we were so excited to talk about these predictions, Jesse, because next week is going to be crazier than Kim herself. I mean, from Kim to Brandy calling her out to Kyle calling Brandy out, saying, you don't know anything about my sister. You watch your effing mouth. Oh, my God, did Kyle get defensive, and I loved every second of it. This is going to be all at game night at Dana's next week. So excited for it. Jesse, what are your thoughts?
I can't wait, first of all, for everyone to be at Dana's house and to see what type of wannabe extravagant situation Dana's going to pull out, first of all. One. Two, I cannot wait for this throwdown. Kim is crazy, and actually I think I like her for being that crazy. You know, I haven't gotten to, like, see her and watch her and be like, oh, maybe I'm worried for her yet. So we'll let that come in. Maybe in two more episodes I'll be worried for Kim. But I'm excited. I love the crazy drama. I'm a Bad Girls Club fan on Oxygen, so I love that kind of, like, the girl who just spices things up because you just think she's off her rocker. She did go to the bathroom a lot, and we only saw a preview. So maybe that was editing, but, you know, then for her to say, I can be in the bathroom by myself, made me a little worried. Like, girl, what are you doing? That's like a Brandy comment. Like, you didn't have to say that. Now that you said that, I'm kind of curious. I'm a little worried. Why'd you make that comment? And then Kyle, it's again, I don't blame Kyle. Kyle's very over-exaggerated. I don't know if this is just a new thing with her, but, like, I understand she's also protective over her sister, but, like, to get up and, like, no, you don't know, say anything about my sister. Like, girl, stop. Brandy needs to stop. You're giving Brandy what she wants, you know? And it's just, like, let Brandy keep making these off-colored comments, and she'll be off the show quicker. But the fact that you keep feeding it, that's what's going to keep her in this. That's what's going to keep her on the show. But if you just let her make these off-colored comments and everyone's kind of just like, oh, she's, you know, she's a little, she doesn't have class to her. You know, she'll find her way off of the show, you know. So I think that they're giving Brandy what she wants and what she needs, but I can't wait. I don't think Kyle's going to put her in her place, though. Did you see who else was at the party? Because I wonder if someone else might step in and kind of intervene and make the comment and put somebody in place. But I don't think Kyle can put her in her place because I think Brandy feels, like I said earlier, above her. Not above her, but on the same level. You know, so I really don't know where that's going to go.
I'm going to disagree with you, Jesse. I think Kyle is definitely going to put her in her place because, coming from a standpoint where I'm very close with my sister, I know how it feels to want to be protective of your sister, and I think Kyle is very real like that, and I do think there's a sense of drama to it, but at the same time, I think she's very real about protecting her sister, and I think she's going to go off. I mean, we heard the line, and that's probably just the beginning. I definitely think Kyle's going to stand tough, and I hope she puts Brandy in her place, that's for sure.
I hope she does too, but don't you kind of feel like there's a sense that Kyle may not know what's going on with her sister? And that's the only reason where I feel like it'll trip Kyle up in putting Brandy in her place, because Kyle really doesn't know, and she has been kind of like trying to cover her sister's tracks. That's the only reason I'm coming for. I would love nothing more than to see Kyle put Brandy in her place, because that's what I believe Brandy needs, by one of these girls to put her in her freaking place, because she is just really acting out. She's doing what a puppy does. You get a new puppy, and the puppy pushes and sees how far he can go with you, you know? How many buttons he's allowed to push. That's what she's doing. She's seeing, well, how far can I push these girls? Who's going to be the real head queen bee around here? That's what she's doing. And they're giving it to her. And I really hope Kyle says, you know what? You can make cock comments. You can make slut comments. You can talk about Dana. But you're not talking about my sister. And I hope she does. I hope she goes full Monty with it and calls her out.
I do too. I'm definitely looking forward. I don't think Kyle knows what's going on with Kim. I agree with you on that, Jesse, but I think she's going to power through that and just make a stand, and I can't wait to see it. And I know I will see you here same time next week, Jesse, and so excited because we'll have our girl Mari Fagel back.
Mari!
The queen of all things Real Housewives. But as we said, guys, keep the conversation going all week long. Tweet at us at AfterBuzzTV, Jackie Moran, DJ Jesse J, or M. Fagel. And also, of course, check us out on iTunes, Ustream, all that good stuff. And we will all be back next week for more Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Have a great night.
Bye.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.